SEIU. If you prefer not to receive this type of call in the future, please press two now to opt out. Our teletown meeting with Congressman Hakeem Jeffries will begin momentarily. We'll talk about what's at stake in the upcoming election and what we can do in New York to win back the House. Please stay on the line and allow us connect you to the live meeting. Again, this is 1199 SEIU calling from 212-408-8416. You will now be connected to our meeting.
You are joining a live conference already in progress. Please be aware that your local phone company may leave your line open for up to 32 seconds after you leave the conference.
None of these things are possible, fighting for working families, fighting for low-income families, fighting to make sure we strengthen health care, protect Social Security and Medicare, lower costs, and grow the economy for everyday Americans. None of what the vice president wants to do as president is possible unless she has a governing majority to partner with her in the House of Representatives. And as I mentioned, we're just four seats short. There are at least five competitive races that Republicans now hold in New York, in Long Island, in Westchester and Rockland, in the Hudson Valley, and in the Syracuse, Utica, Central New York area. At least five seats that Republicans hold that President Biden and Vice President Harris won in 2020, which means these are very winnable seats, but we can use your help, your support, your votes, and making sure that not only do you come out to vote and help us take back control of the House of Representatives, but you urge your family and your friends and your neighbors and your coworkers and your community members to come out to vote. We can make the difference in New York State alone in taking back control of the House of Representatives and leaning in to affordable child care, leaning in to universal pre-K for everyone across the country, leaning into making sure that we support and pay our home care workers a living wage that allows home care workers to provide for themselves and their families and not just simply take care of others in the manner that you do so wonderfully. So thank you, George, for giving me an opportunity to share some opening remarks. And once again, it's just an honor and a privilege to be with my 1199 family this evening.